Oasis Audio presents The Boxcar Children Beginning by Patricia McLaughlin. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. Good Times. Henry stood in the doorway of the barn and looked out over the farm.
I can smell spring, he said.
His younger sister, Jessie, leaned her pitchfork against the barn wall and stood next to him. There had been a spring snow in the night, but she could see grass. A thin layer of snow sat on the top of the Fairmeadow Farm sign that stood in their yard. Jessie raised her head and sniffed. Henry laughed.
You look like Betty, he said.
Betty was one of their two cows. There was also Boots, who was mostly black and sweet and silent. But it was Betty who always stretched her neck out and put her nose in the air before she mooed. Papa called Betty talkative. Jessie smiled.
It is spring, she said, and I have my spring list.
Jessie took a piece of paper and a small hammer out of her pocket. She nailed the list to the wall. Henry read over her shoulder.
1, make barn hideaway.
There was no number 2.
That's it?
Asked Henry, grinning. Usually Jessie's lists were longer.
I've just started, said Jessie. What is a barn hideaway? He asked. I'll show you, said Jessie. Come.
Henry followed her to the ladder that went up to a loft. They climbed up. Bales of hay were stored there in neat stacks. Next to the hay was a small room with a door. The room was swept clean. There were 2 benches. There was a table with a vase with no flowers.